Official job numbers out today massively understate the reality, according to some economists. The number of unemployed people unexpectedly fell from 4.2 to 4% over lockdown. The Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, says the government's cushioned the blow for businesses and employees by offering the wage subsidy. But the number of people wanting more work soared, and economists say the wage subsidy is simply papering over the cracks, delaying job losses, not stopping them. Charlotte Cook reports.
On the surface, the headline looks good, but dig a bit deeper and the true story is exposed. Unemployment may have dropped slightly, but the revealing thing is the number of people who wanted to work more, but the hours just weren't there. It's called underutilisation. For the 3 months to June, this figure rose from 10.4% to 12%, the largest quarterly rise since 2004. Sarah Anson is one of those people looking for more work. She lost her job in Australia and moved home, and says since returning, she's not been able to get full-time work.
It's hell. Okay, I've probably applied for over 200 entry-level reception jobs. So I've had a million rejection letters, which I'm just so sick of getting. I got another one today. I'm working 3 nights a week for a friend in a bar, which is not the dream, but at least it's like some work.
She says it actually works out better for her to have as few hours as possible.
And it's so frustrating because if I work 20 hours a week, I don't get the unemployment benefit or the job seekers benefit. But if I work 10 hours a week, I get paid the same amount as I would for 20 hours because I get half of it from the government. Is it worth going to work for 20 hours a week, or shall I sit at home for the extra 10 hours a week and get paid?
Luke Hempelman also lost his job in promotions and could soon be forced to join the underemployed workforce. He says he's holding out hope for full-time work, but will have to look at part-time options soon.
I've noted in a lot of my searches that there's been a lot of sort of part-time positions or like contract and fixed-term positions advertised. But, you know, I mean, I'm obviously hoping for full-time work. I want to get back and I want to keep building my career again, and full-time work is where it's at. So I think if and when my COVID income relief payments run out, I'm going to have to sort of bite the bullet and start looking at those part-time positions.
Economists had predicted a rise in unemployment in the COVID-19 job market, but Stats NZ senior manager Sean Broughton says the current data is a bit skewed because of the lockdown.
Unemployment rate was 4% on average over the quarter, but that broadly reflected the definition of unemployment. People have to be actively seeking work. When you've got alert level 4 and 3 restrictions in place, it's a lot more difficult for people to be actively seeking work. And on the flip side of that, you've got businesses that don't necessarily want to recruit that many people.
Kiwibank's chief economist, Jared Kerr, says the labour market is expected to deteriorate further.
We've seen a drop in employment of 11,000 people, which was lower than most of us thought. The employment rate has come off, but then if you scratch beneath the surface, the hours worked was down 10%, and that's a big decline, as you'd expect during this period. But the underutilisation rate, so the level of underemployment, people who have a few hours work but want more, actually increased from 10% to 12%, and that's quite a staggering increase.
Even more staggering, Kiwibank says of the 11,000 people who lost their jobs in the June quarter, 90% were women. The unemployment rate has followed a similar trend for Māori, dropping to 6.7% from 8.7% last quarter. Stats NZ's Andrew Neil says the drop doesn't necessarily make it a good thing, and lockdown again gets some of the blame.
The thing to look at in conjunction with that is that there is also an increase of almost double, or was that 14,500 maybe, in Māori who are not in the labour force. Generally, people like retired or students, but also those who are not working and could like a job but are not actively trying to find one.
It was previously predicted the Māori unemployment rate would climb as high as 20%. Economists expect the true picture of unemployment will be seen after the wage subsidy stops and businesses have to make some tough decisions. For Checkpoint, Charlotte Cook.